All right. We want to talk a little bit more about these Supreme Court cases. One, of course, being the overturning of Roe v. Wade. A landmark decision 49 years in the making. And David Coleman is the senior counsel of Great Lakes Justice Center. Did the Great Lakes Justice Center, an amicus brief. And David and I had talked about this in the past, this Lemon Test, which was one of their, you know, one of the sore spots for a lot of people because they said it was a bridge too far when it was created. David's here with me. David, good to have you back. David, where'd you go? All right, I'm not sure where David went. I was just speaking with David, and all of a sudden he's not there. We'll have him back on the line. Just put him on the line, Nathan. We'll bring him in that way, and that way we don't have to worry about it. But this Lemon Test was something that was put in years ago, and we're going to clean this up. Nathan, I just need you to get him on the phone when you can, so we can get him up to speed here. Just kind of threw me for a loop there. A couple of technical challenges here today with the television broadcast. So that's creating a couple of problems for me here otherwise. At any rate, it has the left spinning out of control, does it? And, David, you're back now. Sorry about that. A little hiccup in the, you know, technology is great when it works. And when it doesn't, well, it could be a nightmare. But at any rate, this Lemon Test. Explain to the folks what the Lemon Test is, or maybe now was, and why it was so problematic.
Sure, Steve. We've been fighting this test for over the 10, 12 years that we've been involved with Great Lakes. And, the test comes from a case called Lemon v. Kurtzman in 1971, so it's been over 50 years. And that test said the government could not entangle itself with religion. It was a test used to interpret the Establishment Clause, part of the First Amendment, saying government cannot establish a religion. And it said they had to be neutral. Government always had to be neutral. It could not endorse religion. It was that sort of thing. You heard this for years and years. And we have argued for a long time that that Lemon Test is not constitutional. It's a made-up test by the Supreme Court 50 years ago, just like in the Roe case, Roe v. Wade, where they made it up. It's the same thing. And you can't have government endorsing religion. Well, that's not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says that government cannot establish religion. So that's why this case was so groundbreaking yesterday on Coach Kennedy's case. That now the court has said we're doing away finally with the Lemon Test. They've been chipping away at it for years, but now it's completely gone. And we're going back to the original language, the plain meaning of the Constitution, which means Establishment Clause, that the government cannot establish a church. It can't establish a religion. So it's a huge, huge case. In some ways, Steve, it's even more important and groundbreaking than the Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs case last Friday. Because now Dobbs is going to, you know, means everything just goes back to the states and you're going to have all these fights at the state level on the abortion issue. It's going to be an ongoing thing. And, of course, that's a huge decision. But this decision from the Kennedy case is just as big. And we are so thrilled that that's been one of our main goals at Great Lakes Justice Center was to get the Lemon Test overturned and get back to some constitutional sanity in the way the courts address these issues.
Yeah, you and I had talked about it several different times. It was your amicus brief that addressed it directly. And you, at the time, I remember you and I talking. I said, "Will it make a difference?" I don't know. Maybe. Did they read it all? I hope so. You don't know how much stuff is stacked up there, but somebody read it because I think that the clerks and the people that work in these courts, they all go back and work at it at some point, right?
Exactly right. And so we represented Darrell Green, who some of you football fans would remember. He was a Hall of Famer in the NFL, played a dozen years, won a couple Super Bowls, a strong Christian man of faith. And we represented him through Great Lakes Justice Center, filed an amicus brief in Coach Kennedy's case. And we directly advocated for the court to get rid of the Lemon Test. And we were the main group that did that. Other people handled other issues in their briefs that they filed. But we took that on, and we just could not be more thrilled that the court has done this and gotten back to a correct constitutional interpretation. It really is something to see, Steve, with these slew of cases coming up. The Maine school case last week, a week and a half ago, where funding for private Christian schools is not prohibited under the Establishment Clause. And I heard you talking earlier about the Chevron doctrine. We've been fighting for the same thing here at the state level in Michigan.
Well, tell me about, I want to focus on that because, again, we still have a few decisions that have not been handed down, right? And I believe, as much as the left's been having their heads explode so far, honestly, the West Virginia EPA case could really crush them. Because if they go back to the non-delegation doctrine, which basically says Congress can't give all their power away to a regulatory agency, because what we have is regulation without representation. Because whether it's the EPA or the Department of Agriculture or pick your agency, doesn't matter. They come in, they say, well, you got to follow this rule and this rule and this rule. Well, who decided that? We did. Well, what about my members of the state legislature or Congress? No, we make the decision. Not how it's supposed to work, David. Not at all.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Steve. And in some ways, this EPA case could be the biggest of all the cases because the administrative state affects us in so many ways, especially business and individuals and licensing and having everything from business licenses to you name it. The regulatory state acts essentially unhindered. The courts, this Chevron doctrine and in Michigan a similar doctrine, defers to state agencies, and courts will not and cannot overturn them just on the basis of they disagree with the decision of the administrative agencies. They're required to defer to them. That gives incredible power to these unelected bureaucrats to destroy your life, to take away your livelihood.
Well, and that's exactly right. And that's why I think this is the biggest case of all, and I've been saying this for a few days, because I didn't pick up on it at first, I looked at what was left on the docket that had not been released. And I said, wow, there's some really big cases here. And they usually take the big case, they leave a few around it, and then there's the big case. Well, if this is a case that's bigger than Roe v. Wade, because what could possibly be bigger than that? This can, in many regards. This can. I mean, and people say, well, nothing's bigger than saving the life of a child. I get the sentiment, all right? I got the memo. But the point being is, as you pointed out, David, this affects every facet of American life and has since Franklin Roosevelt started rolling this out in the 1930s, right?
You're absolutely right. These state agencies have incredible power. We fight with them all the time. We just won a decision for a young man who got kicked out of policing. He was a police officer for 10 years, had a stellar record, but because he had an offense back when he was a teenager on a minor thing,
now hold on,
what we call
hold that thought right there, because we're up against a break here, and I know we had a couple of hiccups here earlier. I want to make sure everybody gets the material out of this, the information out of this, so they understand how monumental this case could certainly be. David Coleman with the Great Lakes Justice Center. We'll be right back on the Steve Huber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.